It's Wednesday, July 24th, and you're tuned in to the Timmy Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Happy the summer. It's pretty hot, guys.
It is pretty hot.
Well, the heat wave just ended.
So, did it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
It's like 28 out now.
Sorry, they're Fahrenheit.
Whatever. I don't convert.
It's like 100.
There's only one country that does that.
Yeah. It's like 111.
What's that?
Have you seen that? It was like a 0 or 100, and it's like Celsius, it's fine. Kelvin, dead.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that. Kelvin, you're dead. Right. Like,
dead. Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. How about we just kick off this week's show with a question?
Yeah.
We have two.
Okay.
So we'll start with the one from Peter. Peter wants to know about, he linked an article to, I think everyone now by knows, the Kyoto Animation Fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just wants to know.
Condolences, by the way. Hearts out to them.
It's pretty fucking rough.
Yeah, it's the thing that happened. Did you guys read the story, like what happened and stuff like that?
Yeah, the arson attack.
Whew. He poured gasoline.
On the stairs.
Yeah.
Peter wants to know what you all think the motive is.
Oh.
He wants to say, play detective. What's the issue here? Why would someone do this?
I think he's an unhinged person. There has been interviews and stuff like that with other people who knew the person.
Yeah.
I think he lived on like the other side of Japan and like flew out specifically to do this. Damn. And like there were situations where apparently he had lots of loud volume going on in his apartment and his neighbor would come over and be like, hey, stop. And then that guy who set the fire like just took him by the collar and threatened to like fucking kill him and shit. Like, so he was just kind of unhinged. Like, his reasoning is that it was plagiarism, but...
As in, like, he made a body of work that
Kyoto Studios... that he said that Kyoto Animation copied.
Which one?
I don't know. Okay. It just said, you copied me, and that's the reason he did it. But I think a lot of it just has to do with...
It's crazy.
He's an unhinged person.
That's crazy. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's, Japan doesn't really talk about that shit. It's not, like, here, like, at work right now, I'm getting, like, oh, this is the month of mental health awareness or whatever. Like, they don't do that over there. Like, if you go to a psychiatrist, you have to go to a hospital, right? It's not, like, a normalized thing there.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. But, yeah, condolences out to all the families involved.
It was the biggest mass murder since the war ended.
Since the bomb.
No, not the, like, in, like, premeditated murder in Japan.
Like, oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, for citizens, yeah. Okay. Since, like, post-war shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
It's pretty rough.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Anthony, but... you went all Hardy Boys on us here. Just
Yeah, I read a lot about it. Yeah. Holy. I had a lot of friends just link me articles and stuff, but it's fucking rough, man. You're just an unhinged person. It's not good.
Damn. All right. Well, let's change it up with a question to Chew on.
Yes.
Paul Chew writes in. Since my age was brought up last week, I will share that I turned 40 this year.
Oh.
To put that into context.
Right. What's the? I need the Minecraft villager like oof like that MP3.
To put that into context with last week's show, a brief story. When I was younger, my parents and I were in California on a family vacation.
Okay.
We had some time to kill on our last day before we all flew home, so we asked the front desk if there's anything that they would recommend. He suggested trying to stop by the comic convention that was down the street. We went and checked it out, got half-day passes, we are Asian and cheap, and we had a great time, or at least I did. This show was San Diego Comic-Con.
Damn.
That's right. Not only were we able to get tickets the day of the show, but we were even able to get discounted tickets so that they could bring more people in. In addition to that, it was the launch year of Image Comics, and I was able to get autographs from every one of the main Image stars, whoa, Jim Lee, Todd McFarlane, etc., without paying anything additional. All we had to do was wait in the line. Compared to how things are now, that's pretty much unheard of. Now my questions. Anthony, you were right last week, and that I just like the wordplay of waifu.
Called it.
So I will ask two questions this week. Number one, like they have done with Life with Archie or Sabrina, what sunshiny properties do you think would be good for a dark and gritty reboot? How will we stop there?
Yeah.
We answer this question.
Katamari Damacy. What? Yeah, I want a reboot of Katamari where it's dark.
Okay.
And the Little Lulu.
Little Lulu?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Or, you know, that little girl with the red... Isn't that the way it's like a French comic, I think? She has like a red blouse and like black hair. Yeah.
I think I've seen pictures of that. I don't think I've ever like read it or anything.
Or any of the comics and newspapers, right? Family Circus.
Yo, I want a Kathy darker.
Yeah, okay, there you go. See, yeah,
Kathy. Like a Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
But... Have you guys seen the subreddit I'm Sorry John?
No.
I feel like I have,
yeah. It's basically they've taken Garfield made him into like an Eldritch Horror nightmare.
Yeah. I've seen this.
That's fucking creepy.
Or they made Garfield, but they took out the panel where John's reacting or something like that. Yeah. So it just seems like he's just really mean.
Yeah.
That's another thing too.
Damn.
Yeah, I want a Teletubbies that's dark and gray.
Also, another side note, the baby in the Teletubbies' son had a baby.
That's not true.
Is it not?
That's not true.
That's what I thought it was true.
He grew up, eh?
No, that's not true. Damn. That was defunct.
Oh, man, boo.
She's of age to have babies.
The internet lied to me?
I'm sorry, buddy.
That mother...
Question two.
You didn't pick anything.
Yeah, I said Teletubbies.
Oh, Teletubbies, okay.
Are there any properties you love because you were first introduced to them when you were young and impressionable, but if you look at them with current eyes, are actually pretty bad? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Everything I love.
Like what?
Everything I love.
Even Beyblade?
Yeah. Transformers? Yu-Gi-Oh?
Ah, true.
Power Rangers? It's all bad. You're talking shit
about Yu-Gi-Oh? Come on.
Digimon?
Digimon's great. Don't you talk shit.
It's all bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff when we were younger, but we just...
Cyber Six?
That one was good, though. But we don't really...
I didn't understand Cyber Six, if I'm honest.
Yeah. We didn't understand that the guy turns into a girl and vice versa.
Yeah, I didn't understand that concept.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought they were two people.
Yeah, exactly. But honestly, though, I think we just didn't have the critical lens back in the day.
Yeah.
I still was just cool, you know?
You see, I think you're better.
I still don't.
I think you do.
I still like trash.
It's okay to like trash, but then also just realizing that it's trash is critical eye.
But why you gotta be so elitist like that?
You don't have to be.
Why is it not just trash? Why can't it just be garbage?
Yeah. Jeez, man.
Sorry, I bought a thesaurus recently.
Yeah, just let
you know. I've been trying to use it. Yeah, I know you like that. What's that Arrow Manga Sensei? I know you're on that train.
So I don't know why you think I like this show so much.
I think you do.
What show is it?
No.
I feel like you do.
Like, I don't ever recall saying I love this show.
I feel like you love it.
Isn't there a show called Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
Yeah. I think she loves that one, too.
Like, I'll admit to liking that show.
I thought you liked Arrow Manga.
No, I think you're thinking of somebody else.
That's too funny.
Okay. Okay.
Here we are, folks, tackling the real issues in the world.
Yeah, who likes Arrow Manga Sensei? The answer should be nobody, but obviously it's somebody because I remembered it.
All right, so then what trash from your childhood is there?
Trash. Like a lot of the SpongeBob episodes.
What? I heard early SpongeBob is like the best SpongeBob.
Yeah. What are you talking about? SpongeBob has always been good.
Yeah. It's okay. I wouldn't say it's bad. It's not that great. It's fine.
Okay, so answer the question. What was bad?
What was bad?
Because you were impressionable as a kid.
I tried
religion?
To go... Religion? I tried to... Religion. That's the one.
Whoa! Politics.
Yeah. Actually, I liked politics in high school, and then I just kept going through with it. But, like, you want the realest answer, it's religion. Because I used to be that goody-two-shoes, like, very religious Catholic boy. And now not at all. So...
Yeah.
I really liked Visions of Escaflowne when I was younger. And then, like, I tried to watch it recently. I just couldn't get through, like,
two episodes.
Apparently. I guess not. Yeah, I guess so. Not. I don't have that critical eye, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's just, like, a lot of games I played where I'm just like, this is not great. Okay. But...
All right. Oh, I guess I didn't think about that, but I guess, all right. Believe it, I think yours is Voltes 5.
Oh, how did you know? No, actually, I watched that recently because somebody gave me a bunch of VCDs. Oh, not DVDs.
Video CDs?
Of it. And I rewatched it again. And it was actually quite good because there was a lot of plot twists that I didn't think that would happen.
Oh, really?
You know? But I think all of the old shows like that, Voltes 5, Zambot 3, all this stuff, they tackled a lot of very dark, dark sort of you know, like stories and stuff like that, you know, me killing my own half brother, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And stuff that you wouldn't see there. Now, the one that I know is trash for me, mm-hmm. now that I look back on it, is I used to collect, I don't know if you know what these are called, they're Tamiya cars.
Yeah,
they're cars with motors in them and two batteries. Mm-hmm. And there used to be an anime called Let's and Go. And it's these two brothers, one of them is blue-haired, one of them is red-haired. And they would race with these cars against other people and other bad guys or whatever, right? Little did I know that all they wanted to do was sell you on the toy cars. Yeah, yep, it is.
That's every show, man.
Yeah, but to me, I was suckered into it. I said, oh my gosh, there's a Magnum Vanguard XL. Gotta buy it.
I need that.
Next month, Magnum Vanguard Wind Warrior. Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's get this going.
I feel like that was me with Beyblade for a while.
So.
I need this top because it's three-star attack, and then mix it with this bottom because it's three-star defense. Yeah, I'm unstoppable.
Okay. I feel like every show that was trying to sell you toys, I was like, that's kind of a cop-out answer, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
like that's what they're supposed to do.
I didn't know that, though. I believed in these cars.
Okay, I'll give you the
You believed in the heart of cars.
Okay, I'm going to try to think of an answer. Okay, no, I got it. I know what it is.
What?
It's going to be Gundam Wing.
Oh, snap. But they got the best names.
Yeah, but I never liked that show because I didn't understand what was going on.
But I thought it was the coolest shit.
They talk so much.
I know, right?
I was going to say G Gundam, but I could never say anything bad about G Gundam.
Dude, Tequila Gundam? Come on.
No, but see, at least that show, every episode, something cool happened.
Yeah.
Gundam Wing was...
I know I lost it when Relina invited him to her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
His birthday. And he takes the invitation, rips it. She starts crying, and he washes the tear off of her face, and he says, "I'll kill you." Yeah. And you know what?
So edgy.
Aren't there girls on the outside being like, "Oh my god, like that's the kind of boyfriend.
So hot.
That's the boyfriend I want."
And me, I'm just sitting there as a kid saying, "Wow, he just passed up free food, aren't I?" My man's just, okay.
Yeah, I don't...
He's balling.
Yeah, see, you remember that, eh?
Yeah. I do remember
There's
that.
Like two episodes before he self-destructed Gundam. Yeah.
Yo, but that theme song, though.
Which one? Just Communication?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
It's gotta be one. Just Communication.
Mm.
Gundam Wing would be that one, yeah. There's a lot of, like Teletoon late night cartoons that I watched.
Like what? Undergrads?
Undergrads and like Mission Hill.
Right? You watch that stuff?
Yeah, I watched all that. I don't think it really, like, I tried to watch it again recently, and I was like, this is, like, cute for novelty's sake,
okay.
But I just am not as into it as I was when I was younger.
I like Daria. You like Daria?
Daria's the best. I love Daria.
She's great.
Daria holds up.
I never liked Daria growing up.
Really?
Just yeah, you probably couldn't relate because you were cool when you were growing up. This guy, me, not so much.
Yeah, Daria's great. Just snarky.
She's too snarky.
What are you talking about?
She's too snarky.
She's like you, level of snark.
Yeah, but she doesn't have any positivity in her life.
Neither do you.
The supporting cast has made it for me with that show.
Yeah.
The dads.
The dad who's always stressing. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I never liked Daria.
Okay.
I like Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Doug.
You like the Beats?
Yeah, man. You didn't like the Beats.
That's such a good joke. Oh, it's such a multi-level joke. Love you.
Let's move on from here.
Sure. Yeah. I'm done. I can't think of anything else.
All right. So I think this week we're just talking about SDCC, stuff that happened at the show.
Yeah.
New Comic Con.
Yeah. I didn't really have anything from SDCC, but.
What did you guys have?
Let me pull it up.
I heard there's a trailer for Westworld. You guys still keep up with that show?
I didn't finish season two.
Okay. I never really got into season two yet. Or did I? I can't really remember.
Did you finish season one?
I did.
Okay.
It was a good lead up.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
But season two, like, the first half was so boring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How many episodes are there per season of that?
Like 10?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Double digits for sure.
That's not too bad.
It's either 8 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get some of the non-SDC shit out of the way. Acid Glavinus in Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they took the Val... They're finally using the Valhazic status effect on some other monster.
That's not what it is.
Is it not? That's what it looks like.
It's new.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they don't know if it's going to be more like defense down, but they say that the acidic thing is going to be new.
Oh.
So if you guys don't know, Glavinus usually uses his tail to burn it.
Yeah.
And just hit you with burninator attacks.
Yeah, pretty much.
But now he's using acid and he uses it a lot.
Yeah.
He has this stance that he has where he goes sort of into an on guard stance and stabs you with it.
So cool.
It's pretty cool.
Like, there's a lot of, like, different animations that they made him use his tail more, and I'm like, that's fantastic.
It's good.
And I also like the thing you pointed out where... when he's in, like, in normal mode, his thing is just covered in, like, acid stalactite, pretty much.
Yep.
And then when he sharpens his sword, it just becomes, like, clean cut.
And it's a katana,
yeah. Yeah, it's so cool. It's like a little 1 minute peek. at that character, but it looks pretty rad.
And they also said, actually, in the SDCC that they had subspecies for different monsters. I think the three that they showed were Palumu, Puke Puke, and I can't remember the last one.
The dog?
No.
The ones they haven't shown yet.
Yeah, so it's like the lower ranked monsters have subspecies as well.
Sweet.
Tobi Kodachi.
That's the other one. Is that it? It's Tobi Kodachi. Yeah. Sorry,
is he not electric anymore?
Don't know.
Damn. Subspecies are my favorite. I love subspecies.
The Kodach. The only thing I'm excited for is that you can slip into a more comfortable clothing when you're inside the hot tub.
Yeah. I'm just, the thing I'm most excited for, honestly, is that new area.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's just super condensed and everything's there.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
So we can actually see each other?
Did you guys watch the Developer Diary, the 20-minute thing?
No, I saw it. It's in my two watch list.
It's very good. They go through a lot. You learn a lot about Monster Hunter at time. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it tomorrow at work.
Whoa.
You mean you'll work at work?
No.
Right. Okay. Okay, sure, I guess. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I didn't know if it was SDC or not, but is the new Overwatch character.
Sigma!
Yeah, so Sigma came from Mega Man. He's usually one of the final bosses. Yeah,
but if you get the Hadouken, you can kill him in one hit.
That's right, and he has a red cape, and he just uses a sword just like Zero.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. It is weird, though, the new Overwatch character, Sigma. He does kind of
look like Sigma!
Right?
Yeah. Like, I don't know why they did that, but so he's the new he's an evil character. He's part of Talon. He is their gravity wielding tank.
Now, what do you guys think that there was there was some speculation that it was going to be Maga? So if you read Baptiste's story, he had a friend who was like really big and buff Samoan dude.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And they said that he was going to be a tank. They thought that he was going to be Hero 31. This is like completely out of left field that they were going to bring in this new person. So the guy looked cool. They said he had like big shields and he could like fire his guns and they would like overheat.
Has Sigma ever been mentioned in the lore previously?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very strange, yeah.
I liked his whole story trailer. That was really cool. It was very like just horror.
Just schizo?
Yeah, just super schizo. Yeah. Gravity's fucking with him.
Yeah.
He just floats.
Yeah, he does. He floats around. He's got no shoes.
He doesn't need shoes. He's floating.
Yeah. But he's definitely what is the word they put? The anchor tank. He has a proper shield. Mm-hmm. He has an attack. Controls gravity.
Yeah.
He has an absorption
mechanic.
Yeah.
And his ult is just gravity.
He can lift you up and slap you down.
For half damage. So.
They did the JRPG gravity.
You can't kill anybody with it.
No, you can, because the way it works is it's half of your maximum. Max
health. Oh, I see.
If you know, like Tracer has 150?
Yeah.
So it'll always do 75. But if she's at 25, it'll still do 75.
Oh, interesting.
So. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see if he's any good. Okay. I just can't wait to be Sombra and just
blow up all his stuff.
Yeah. He looks like he's the type of character, like, you hack that shit, it's done.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
I wonder if you hack him if he stops floating.
No. That's like hacking Zenyatta, he just stays up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't really get, like, the meta right now, because Sombra seems powerful all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's great.
She's powerful all the time, but she's also... The problem with her is if you have a Sombra, then you have one less person in your fight all the time.
but you gotta make up for the EMP, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that... Has that happened since she's gotten infinite invisibility?
Well, what do you mean?
You know where, like, now you can turn invisible and there's no timer on it, you can just run around? I feel like she's been strong since that. At least I've been hearing about Sombra being on teams.
Yes, except for the fact that before, when she would hack health packs, if I took, like, if you were Sombra and you hacked health pack and I ate the health, you would build ult charge.
Oh.
They took that away.
Damn.
So, because before we would just...
Yeah.
Cheat.
Yeah, you just take damage and then walk back to the health pack.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah.
But now she doesn't do that, so she's not as...
busted.
Yeah. Okay. Like, she's still good, but, like, in the right hand, she's still dangerous, but she's not. I don't know if I'd pick her over a well-established team.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
The one I was hoping Blaven could shine some light on, since you're a Twitch streamer.
Wow. Just
Twitch streamer!
Full-time. Full-time Twitch streamer over here.
What's the username again?
Blaven Blave. Yeah. Blaven Blave Twitch streamer. Or if you want to follow me, it's Bagel Milk VG.
We weren't asking you!
I'm just shoving it in there,
This
man.
Boy is the type to go in my Twitch chat and be like, hey, follow me on here. And just
Twitch link. Oh, you got three viewers? Hey, yo, follow me too. About Alinity? And her throwing a cat?
No, I don't know anything about this.
Oh, really? Damn.
So all I know is Bathwater.
And oh, Bathwater Girl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bathwater Girl's pretty funny. I just heard this. I heard this story. This Canadian Twitch streamer, Alinity, who recently got in, I guess, some hot water for, like, her cat was, like, walking on her desk, and she basically just yeeted her cat across the room.
Oh, wow.
And it caused, like, a huge thing. And then she didn't get banned.
I mean...
But the thing was, is, like, other people in the interim have done stuff that's, like, not, I guess, as offensive, but have gotten banned.
Right.
And then people are saying that...
Favoritism or something?
Favoritism, but also, like, maybe she's got dirt. And then that drama YouTuber Keemstar was all like, yo, I got the details on Twitch staff. Alinity's got shit, like, blah, blah, blah.
I know about Keemstar.
Yeah. So I thought you would know about it, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not in those inner circles.
Damn.
I am literally...
I thought you'd be keeping up on the hot Twitch news.
Nah, what I'm trying to struggle is to maintain 2 viewers.
Yeah,
so
Same.
When the fuck did you turn into, like, E.T. Canada?
Yeah, like,
really? For fucking Twitch?
Yeah. Like, we don't care!
I just wanted to know. It seemed like it's a big thing. It seemed like a hot topic.
Again, when did you turn into, like, Entertainment Tonight?
Just this one time.
Fucking TMZ over here.
Oh, my God. Anthony, you changed.
I have changed. It's completely different. But, yeah, that's all I got. That's,
well, like, I don't approve of throwing your cats. So.
Yeah. Even though they'll always land on your feet, but whatever.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Don't eat animals.
All right. Cats are assholes.
Yeah, they are. All right, but don't eat them.
Yeah, anyway, tune into my stream. I just ASMR all the time. I just do ASMR only.
Oh, you got those, was it bi whatever?
Biurinal. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say biurinal?
Oh, yeah, biurinal. Double urinals, yeah,
two
ASMR.
Two urinals on each side.
Whoa. My world's being blown.
Have you seen those microphones where it's like two ears, like fake plastic ears on each side of the microphone?
No.
Yeah, man, they're weird.
Like, what do you mean two ears?
So, like, imagine like a rectangle, and on the end of the rectangle are two plastic molded ears, and they have like really high quality mics on each side. So if you like touch it, it sounds like it's touching a certain part of your ear.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So on Amazon, I think those are around $300. Oh, I just ordered some right now.
Oh, easy? Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. $300. I'll make that back fast. Just clickbait that shit. Just put hot girl ASMR or whatever. It's put that shit on YouTube. Just only show myself from like the chest down.
Yeah.
Wow.
But all right. So yeah, I don't have any Twitch tea. So.
Okay. I thought you had some Twitch tea.
Nope. No.
Yeah. I just learned about that slang too. You want to spill
nope.
the tea?
Mm-mm-mm.
You want to spill the tea, Vince?
Nope. I do not. I want to stay out of this.
Okay.
Keep me away. Keep me as far as possible.
But SDCC happens.
I'm out here living my regular life. I don't need this shit.
Not his best life, just his regular
life. Just my regular life.
I'm still working on that best life.
Don't worry about the best life.
Let me know about the best
life. That's for the next life.
What's happening?
SDCC is happening. We had a lot of stuff. Where do you guys want to start?
I literally haven't been keeping up. The only thing I know is that there was a trailer for Picard. Yes. There's a trailer for...
Let's talk about the Picard trailer.
I never watched Next Generation.
You didn't?
No.
My friend, for like, sometimes
but
we do
I'm
our
assuming
marathons.
You know all the memes. Number one.
Riker? That's yeah. all I know. Him yeah. walking over stuff. Apparently because he had a back problem.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it, my friend got me to watch like a pretty decent chunk of that show.
Uh-huh.
But we watched it like for 12 hours straight. And I just kind of checked out after three. I'm like, this is heavy. Like, a lot of this, like, all the episodes he picked were, like, kind of key episodes.
Right.
I'm just like, I know this is good. Like, this seems really good. But also, this is a lot to just, like, constantly keep attention to.
I loved it when I first watched it, but I can't remember any of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can see
okay.
that.
So, it's been a long time.
That's one with Data and then the guy with the visor as well, right?
Yep.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah. Reading Rainbow.
Is that what it is?
Is that him?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's him. What's his name? Reading Rainbow.
I don't think his name is Reading Rainbow. I think he has an actual
Reading
name.
Rainbow.
It's close enough. I'm pretty sure it's close enough. The other trailer they had was Netflix's The Witcher.
Woo! Baby!
Yeah.
Let's go.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I've been reading the books. I'm on the third book. So the way it works, actually, so The Witcher books, I and you know, if anybody out there who is curious... Actually, talk about it for a sec. I'm going to pull up the book list and I'll tell you guys what the reading order is.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah,
Reading Rainbow. That's Reading Rainbow. Yeah. That's his name.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember his name. I was trying to look it up. LeVar Burton.
Don't you remember the episode of Community? When Troy gets to meet LeVar Burton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't talk to him?
I should rewatch that show.
That's a great show.
That's what I hear.
It's a great show.
I only watched like the first two seasons, but...
Damn.
All right. So, the Witcher book. Sorry, coming back. The way it starts is there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 books in the main series. And there's two books that are at the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
So the first book is called The Last Wish. And that is just all short stories about Geralt.
Yep.
Which are actually stories that are basically mimic, whatchamacallit?
Jesus.
Fairy tales.
Okay.
So he meets sort of a Beauty and the Beast type thing, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then it also sets up some characters and lets you know more about Geralt's world. And then the five books in between are The Blood of Elves, Time of Contempt, Baptism of Fire, which is what I'm in right now, The Tower of Swallows, and The Lady of the Lake. And then The Season of Storms is the latest book to come out in 2013, and that's more short stories.
Oh, okay.
So the games, if you guys have played it, actually departure from the books a lot. Because the person who wrote the books, Andrzej Sapkowski, I forget his name, but he sold the rights.
Yeah, he tries to sue CD Projekt Red.
For making millions on his...
Yeah, yeah, they gave him IP. A percentage option. They're like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, so... But a lot of the characters in the games and the books overlap.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And yeah, I definitely recommend it. It's a great fantasy read, I think, anyway. And I like the Witcher lore anyway because I play Gwent and I play the Witcher games. So yeah, I'm very excited for this.
How many times in the book does a horse appear on top of a building?
So funny story, because I play Gwent, they do have a card for Roach.
Yeah.
And the main card, the picture is Geralt with a confused look on his face looking up at a house and Roach is on there. Now, if you get the foil version of it, Roach will fly across the card screen, warp through the house and get stuck in a tree.
Amazing.
So they know.
That's so good.
Yeah, they know. So that's even in his Gwent card that they know that he's a bug-filled thing. Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, this this one looks really good. They have seem to have a lot of the characters. Yennefer, which is Geralt's love of his life, who was a hunchback, and she became the most beautiful sorceress in the world through magic. Hey,
so she took off her glasses and put down her hair. Like
no. Yeah. Like, and yeah, they just seemed a lot of the battles in there. If you haven't read the books, you wouldn't really understand where it came from because it looks pretty generic.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the people in it, you can kind of tell that oh, this is that battle.
Okay,
which was told in like a very short span, so it must have been a flashback or something. But the big thing that really got me was that Henry Cavill is so big.
He looks very large.
He's quite masculine.
Yeah, he's quite large. Yeah.
Yeah.
You said he was twice
the size of Superman. He said he worked out a lot.
Jesus.
Yeah. He definitely ate some Tarantino.
What?
I was going to say Tarantino, but I meant to say testosterone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I'm really excited to look forward. I'm looking forward to it.
I was going to say, that's some next level anticipation. You're looking forward to it. I was like, damn.
You know who I would have wanted as The Witcher instead?
Who?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, but okay, sure.
Whatever, Death Stranding boys.
Maybe? Yeah, he's got ladders to climb. No, that's the other guy. That's the Walking Dead dude.
Yeah, Norman Reedus.
Yeah, Norman Reedus. He's got the infinite ladder.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's cool. Coming to Netflix near you.
Yeah, it's going to be near the end of the year.
Yeah.
End of the year?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. And Anthony, I got to talk to you one day. Speaking of ladders, I got to tell you about the new, they have Dark Souls PvP, ladder PvP, where you only fight on ladders.
What?
The fuck? I kid you guys not. That people fight amazing. On ladders. And it's called ladder PvP.
So if someone invades your world, do they do a certain emote, and then you find the nearest ladder, and you just go?
Let me just show you later, and then we can talk about it next week.
Oh, damn, that's fantastic.
Wow.
Jesus.
Okay. Let's keep the ball rolling. Apparently, there's a new Snowpiercer trailer. I didn't see it.
Yes, I heard about that too. I didn't see it.
Are they remaking it?
No, it's making it into a TV show.
Is it?
Is it?
I
didn't see the trailer. So
I like that movie. That movie's fantastic.
The movie's great.
No, you're right. Yeah, it is a TV show coming to TBS, I think.
Yeah. You watched Every Frame of Painting, right?
Yeah.
And you must have watched the Snowpiercer one.
Yeah.
Quite great.
Yeah.
I think it's quite great.
I wish that those guys were still doing YouTube videos.
Yeah, those movies were really good.
They're super good.
Yeah, I don't know why they stopped, but
They stopped because they found employment.
No.
The reason they did it is because they couldn't find a job, and so they just did it for funsies, and then they found real employment, and they're like, we're done.
Good for them.
Yeah. But yeah, the whole movie was left or right, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're going to do that for the show, if they're going to mimic that kind of stuff.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We'll see. Then there was the trailer for Top Gun Maverick. Tom Cruise is back.
Yo, whatever, man. Fuck this movie because they took the Vietnamese flag off his jacket in this movie when he had it in the other. I don't know.
Does that happen? Oh, yeah. I read about that. They changed his jacket.
Yeah, they changed like the patches on his jacket or some shit. I don't know.
Who knows? We'll see.
People are angry.
Who's going to be Goose? And is there going to be Danger Zone? These are the questions that need to be answered.
I think, I don't know if they can.
Are you talking about Iceman?
No, Goose. His second in command who got killed by hitting the own cockpit.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
yo.
I've never watched Top Gun.
What?
Yeah.
But the highway to the danger zone.
I know the song. And I
yeah, because you've never Archer. Watched Top Gun?
Never seen
Top Gun. There's a very good volleyball scene that I think you'll find quite amusing.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about. Yeah,
it's stupid. Like high Q level of volleyball.
It's cool. Oh yeah, it's great. Like the choreography and everything, you'll love it.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
You should watch Top Gun.
You should watch Top Gun. Yeah. You are Top Gun.
What? I'm the jet.
You are Top Gun.
Yeah, you love movies from that era. Yeah.
I do.
Like Last Action
Hero. Last Action Hero is so good. You're driving without feet.
I'm not gonna say it's like that, but yeah, it's from that era.
The guy just got iced.
Yeah, kill the ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should watch it. It's pretty good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Remember the volleyball scene.
I'll remember. Mm-hmm. I'll pay extra attention.
To the volleyball scene? Yeah. I hope you do.
Other small announcements. My favorite Batman's got a Blu-ray remaster set coming out.
Batman Beyond.
The animated series.
Yep.
Who had really great bad guys, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
I like really his different. Suit. But again, I never watched that show.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. October 29th. So, looks exciting. Should we talk about all the Marvel announcements?
Probably have to. I feel like it's obligatory. Like you kind of got it.
Okay, so I'm going to split this up into two things. There's going to be the new movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll start there, sure. So the first one's a Black Widow movie.
I thought she's dead.
This one has been confirmed to take place between Civil War and Infinity War.
Okay.
Sure.
So basically that time... So after Civil War, they split up and...
Natasha Romanoff.
She teams up with Falcon and Cap to go, I don't know, disappear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, apparently this is... She's actually by herself. She's in Russia, and she's with... What's his face? She's with the Captain America equivalent of Russia.
Okay.
I forget his name.
Red Star?
Something like that. Sure.
Okay.
Why not? All right. So that's a movie.
It'd be interesting.
They also announced the Eternals.
I don't really know who the Eternals are.
I know that...
Angelina Jolie's in it.
That's the only thing I know about this movie. Yeah, you're right.
I don't even know what the Eternals are.
Yeah, I really don't know. I can't tell you. They're not familiar, but...
Are they like part of the Inhumans?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And then they announced that Asians will be represented in Shang-Chi
and the Ten Rings. Well, I don't know who that is, but... Yeah. Have you seen
that's
his Twitter
Ariana
post?
Grande song.
I don't know. Have you seen his tweets, though?
No.
The tweet of the main actor said, hey, are we going to talk about... he tweeted to Marvel. He's like, are we going to talk about Shang-Chi? He's like, oh, yeah, you're it. He's like, oh, shit.
Wait, that's how they hired him?
Yeah, isn't that what it was? Yeah.
More or less. Yeah.
Amazing.
He's like, man, last week I was just sitting in my room eating shrimp chips? And then I'm casting a Marvel movie. It's pretty great. Guy seems cool. He's a Canadian.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the next movie they announced would be Doctor Strange 2021 and the Multiverse of Madness.
2021.
Multiverse of Madness. Cool.
Yeah.
That's too far away for me to get excited about.
Okay.
2021.
Because after that is Thor. Is it
Love and Thunder?
So this one is the only one I'm actually interested in.
Yo, same. Did you see that logo?
Yeah.
It looks like a He-Man logo.
It does.
I'm going to show Anthony it, and he's going to...
Oh, agree. I saw the logo.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I saw the logo.
So it's going to be Natalie Portman as Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
which is great.
Didn't she, like, shit on the MCU for, like, the longest time?
No, so she ditched out of the second one because that movie, Thor Dark World, was supposed to be directed by... A girl.
Uh-huh.
Like one of her, I think one of someone she worked closely with, someone that she was like really respected.
Mm-hmm.
And the last second, Marvel replaced that director. And she was like, what the fuck is this? I don't want to be part of this project anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I really like the director of Ragnarok.
Tati Waititi.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched his other movie, What We Do in the Shadows, mm-hmm. where it's vampires who are like roommates, yeah. and it's just, it's very funny, like very dry humor.
Is it
like,
good? Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. Like one of the, my favorite scenes in that movie is he brings a girl home to kill her, yeah. obviously yeah. eat her, and he's just chatting with her and he's putting newspaper down everywhere. She's like, what's with all the newspaper? He's like, oh, I'm just, you know, cleaning up. And then he like bites her and then he gets it all over his shirt. He's like, oh, no. And it's great. It's just a funny, you know, take on all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's got like a 94 on Rotten Tomatoes.
What We Do in the Shadows? Yeah, I told you. It's wow. very good. It's very, very funny. Yeah, yeah. They run into werewolves and stuff like that. But that humor was translated into Thor Ragnarok really well, I think. I like that movie. I don't know if you guys liked it.
But yeah, it was pretty good.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
The only downside about him returning to do this movie is that it means that the Akira live-action film is now on indefinite hold.
Why, was he supposed to direct that one?
Yeah, yes. That was his project. So,
is that the good news or bad news?
I don't know.
You guys like it's Akira,
news.
Huh?
It's
I do like Akira.
It's news, is what I'll tell you.
I bet you think that whole molting scene is fucking gross.
Molting?
Yeah, in Akira.
I just remember the scene where he imagines his guts falling on him, trying to put it back in his
body. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That scene is cool. But I still want Canada's bike.
Yeah. That's some things cool you'll bike. Notice that are missing from Phase 2.
Go.
Are Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Black Panther 2.
Actually, they did mention that at the end.
I think they mentioned that Guardians 3 will not be in this phase.
Okay.
So it's not coming to like what, 2022?
No, they said at the end of the presentation, apparently they said, it sucks that we don't have time to talk about, you know, Black Panther. We don't have time to talk about this. Like, we don't have time to talk about these things, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're just hinting that those are things that are down the pipeline. Yeah.
Yeah. Before I hit those big announcements, we'll talk about their new streaming service, Disney Plus.
Oh, so they're finally going through with that?
Yeah.
Well, watch all of your Marvel movies on.
So all the Marvel movies will be there, including their new shows. So the first one is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that one.
So we obviously know what's happening there.
Is it still the two?
Yep. It's Bucky and Falcon.
But same actors.
Yep.
Same thing with the Loki one, right?
Yeah, so there's a Loki one. And there's also WandaVision, the one that I don't. Who cares? Yeah.
WandaVision. Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. So this is what this also probably takes place in between. Is it Civil War? Yeah, and Infinity War
before Vision got blown up.
Yeah. So when those two are kind of like just in London, living just life,
chilling.
Yeah.
I thought they were just chilling there for a little bit. Okay, not sure. For a long time, but I know what you mean though.
Yeah, like their life there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. I think the thing I'm most excited for is the Marvel What If announcement.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, so they just announced a whole What If series.
That's cool. I love the What If comics.
Yeah, so like that's wild.
Yeah, I always heard those are pretty.
They're pretty crazy. Funny. Yeah, they're pretty crazy. What if this? What if Kath never got unfrozen? What if this did this instead? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so that could be cool, and then of course they have Hawkeye. No one cares about the Hawkeye TV show.
You mean Ronin?
Hawkeye. I mean,
is it gonna be his like descent into killing Yakuza people? Like,
they have it outlined. It just says.
I like Jeremy Renner though.
So
he's,
do I.
He's a nice dude. He seems nice.
Yeah.
He's
It's just unfortunate that he's Hawkeye.
Wow, so mean.
Props.
So mean.
You saw Avengers 1. He was shooting dudes, and then Thor comes in, just AOE lightning, just takes out a whole army. And he's like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
AOE.
You'll notice that Phase 3 does not include a new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, they just had one now.
Yeah. This is pretty good.
Okay, and then on to the bigger announcements that they confirmed, but have nothing else to say.
New toy line.
First one is that they are doing Fantastic Four.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Has there been any good Fantastic Four properties outside the
comics? Yeah, all of them. Don't even start with me, okay? Chris Evans was Johnny Storm, so I don't want to hear any of this. And he better come back as Johnny Storm, just to let you all know.
What if he's got America's ass, but it's on fire?
I hope he comes back and Michael B. Jordan comes back, and they have to fight for the right of Johnny Storm.
What's funny is that I like both of those actors.
Who's going to win, though? America's ass or America's fists?
I'm going to go ahead and say America's ass.
Okay.
Chris Evans is my first love.
All right.
Oh, okay. And then they also announced they are working on X-Men.
Oh yeah, they're mutants now.
Yeah, they didn't explicitly say X-Men. They just said we have mutants.
Yeah, they said we don't have time to talk about mutants. That's one of the things that we have to talk about Fantastic Four.
Wait, I thought there was an X-Men movie coming out, or it was like a horror movie or some shit.
What?
Yeah, it was like it's all the kids and they kind of
Dark Phoenix?
Is that it? Is that out?
That's not. That's like a proper
X-Men movie. That was in June.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That was a proper X-Men movie, right?
Yeah. I thought that was something else.
But yeah, Mutants. I don't know if I'm excited for that.
It's weird. Like, now that Mutants... I just don't know if I care anymore. Now that, like, Iron Man and Cap and shit are gone, do I really care about X-Men coming in?
Yeah, how are they going to explain, like, oh, where have you guys been this whole time?
Yeah, that was it. The New Mutants.
Oh.
There was a trailer for that a while ago.
For the TV show?
Is that a TV show? Because it says here 2020, so...
It's probably a TV show.
More about this... Oh, no, it's a film. More about this film.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I thought that came out already, but it didn't.
And then the one that they saved for last, which was surprising, was they're redoing Blade.
Oh, yeah. It's, what is it? The guy from...
Marshall Ali.
Ali, yeah.
He's from Luke Cage.
Okay. He's Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth.
Right? Yeah.
And in Spider-Verse, he was... Who the fuck was it? Was the uncle?
He's the Prowler.
Yeah, you're right.
With the... Guy.
Yeah.
Yo! So that movie was great. But yeah, hey, Blade. Haven't seen that in a long time.
No one has.
Yeah. I kind of want to rewatch the originals. If anybody else but him touches a sword, his sword has swords on it.
I love the one with Ryan Reynolds, because that's when I first found out that man was ripped.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
In Blade? Oh, yeah. When
he's getting chained up.
Isn't that the second one?
Yeah, his name is Hannibal or something.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
I guess. Why not?
That's a thing. Great. I think those are all of the Marvel announcements. Right?
Maybe. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I only have one other thing from SCCC I want to talk about, and that is the final rebuild of Evangelion movie got a trailer.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
They showed like a whole bunch of the movie, like one of the action scenes during... Oh, yes, that was Anime Expo.
We talked about that last
week. Yeah, that was last week.
I'm talking about the trailer.
The trailer, yes.
It's, I don't know what to make of it.
Nobody knows what to make of any of it.
There's lots of religion.
It doesn't make sense. You're right. You're absolutely right. What am I saying?
There was a person at my place of work who was wearing an Eva 01 shirt from the rebuild of Evangelion.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, hey, nice shirt. And he proceeded to say, no. I don't watch these things. I was just given this shirt and I'm wearing it. No. And he left, came back, and he still was walking up to me saying, hey, man, just to let you know, I don't watch these things. No.
What?
And I just...
That's so weird.
And I said, wow, you really wanted me to know that you don't like anime. So where does that leave me?
And why are you wearing this shirt?
And, you know, I said, I should have told him, if you don't want it, I could use a purple shirt.
Yeah.
If I want on it. So, but...
Wow.
I actually told the boys that I didn't realize that the last time we saw an Evangelion movie together was the last one. I thought there was one in between, but I didn't miss anything.
No, you didn't
miss anything. Why was it on hiatus for so long?
You didn't feel like it?
He doesn't really explain, but like, yeah, he just got just distracted by other projects. So Godzilla.
True. Shin Godzilla.
Did you guys watch the Evangelion on Netflix?
Hideki Amano?
Is that it?
I think so.
Did you guys watch Evangelion on Netflix? Did you guys come back?
I love it.
You don't even care that they changed the dub or changed the subs?
I don't care. It's still the same meaning to me.
You didn't like when they took away Rey's Fly Me to the Moon?
Okay, so the ending credits, I was a little like, oh, man.
Now, I got to send you a video of that, Fly Me to the Moon by Rei Ayanami. And then it is, what is it? Patrick from SpongeBob on one of the...
No!
you know the thing where it's like you put the quarter in and it goes back and forth? And it's just him on it for the whole song.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Love it.
So sad.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Any other major picks you guys want to talk about? Anything in the news that came that sparked your fancy?
No, I
tickled your fancy?
Tickle my fancy? Oh, man.
Tickle to your fancy.
Oh, sorry. I didn't understand the first time.
Yeah. Just going to weep it out for you, bro. I got you. Actually, so I have something. And I know this is something that Vince will really love.
Oh, God.
Vince loves animes with lots of burly men fighting each other.
Oh, fuck. You're going to talk about this?
Anthony has recently introduced me to the show called Kengan Ashura. Which, have you talked about this on the show?
I talked about it a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, and another anime adaptation is coming out at the end of this month.
Sweet.
Kengan Ashura is the one with...
Corporations.
Yeah, corporations.
Oh, the fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
However, the biggest thing about the YouTube comments about the trailers was that they hated that they used the same CG style as the Berserk anime.
Oh, that's not great. Yes, they did.
It looks not good.
Yeah, it looks... I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment, but I really wish they took the route of Baki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just really nice animated.
People can't draw anymore, man. Give it up. Yeah. No one can draw.
I don't know how to draw.
See? See? Proving my point. No one can draw.
Oh, it's just so good.
Yeah. All right. Cool. It's that time of the show where we talk about our weeks. Yeah. I'm going to go first because that's prick. I did nothing.
That's it?
I literally did nothing.
Are you sure? I thought you made a huge purchase.
I watched Friends.
Again? Are you not done yet?
I'm on season 10.
Oh, just ended.
Episode 2. I've got 15 more to go, then I've watched the whole thing again.
There's 25 seasons?
No. There's
10 seasons.
There's 10 seasons.
Oh, you have 25 more episodes.
No, I have 15 more episodes.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. I'm there, guys. I'm there. I'm ready.
I can't believe
I'm that. Ready.
What's that one?
I'm ready.
I can't believe you've done this. Like, that fucking meme?
That shows...
What are you doing?
That's crazy. They have cell phones now? Wow.
What? They just changed the name?
It does. It's like...
It's a game changer.
It's like, I can't find Joey. Call him.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. I like how that's a punchline. Yeah. I can't believe you're still doing this.
I'm almost there, man. Season 9's awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's...
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Wow.
It's wild.
Okay.
It's good shit.
I don't even know where to go from there. Do you want to go or me?
You can go.
Okay, so I have been... Let me pull up anything I was actually... I had it ready and then my phone went to sleep. Da-da-da-da. So I've been catching up on Monster Hunter. Along with Vince and TJ.
I did that.
Yeah, you also did that. I'm surprised you also didn't talk about it.
Well, what's there to talk about?
You, dude, fighting Behemoth.
Shit's hard. I got his armor, though.
I really like it when you fight him. It shows you the damage from
your... Yeah.
And it tells you what your attack is.
Your attack name?
That's so cool. Yeah, so sick.
So sick.
That's a raid. That's straight up a raid. Yeah. Like, he casts that whirlwind shit on you, and you gotta run to the edge of the arena. Like, all that stuff. That's cool. That's a cool fight. But he's so hard.
Yeah.
He's so hard.
Yeah, he's not easy.
Well, hopefully Blaven can give me some tips, because I started using Lance.
Lance is my original weapon.
Just make sure you use the powered guard.
Yeah, I did not use that at all.
What do you mean powered guard?
The one where you, like, when you're... You go into the counter stance, and you press X, and you go into the blue thing.
Yes.
Like, where you brace.
And then when you get hit, it counterattacks.
I never use
that. That is literally...
Like, that is, like, your bread and butter right there.
Yeah, okay. That's absolutely damn. So, the thing about the Lance is, the only reason I used it in the first Monster Hunter, like, talking PS2, number one.
Yeah.
It's because you could stun lock every monster by hitting him 3 times in the face with the upward strike, mm-hmm. with the highest
so iron cheap. Light.
It's very cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I, you know, took it over. It was always my second... After Hunting Horn game, I became a secondary. Mm-hmm. If I were to give you any tips to the Lance, it would be you don't always have to do 3 hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
People just like are getting, 1-2, get out of there, or 1, get out of there.
The thing, yeah. The thing is that people get greedy with a Lance, right? Mm-hmm. But all it is just sustained deeps, right? You just got to keep hitting it and making sure that it can't mm-hmm. fight back, right? Yeah. And the other thing, too, is you got to use the counter stance.
Okay.
It eats almost everything if you have the proper guard level. By the way, viewers, guard level 3 is all you need. it just eats everything, right? So, for example, if you see Rathian going to fireball you, mm-hmm. or is it going to tail whip you, just get into the stance, right?
Yeah.
Can you guard point with the Lance?
Yes. So,
oh, okay.
There's that blue thing, and there's also the advancing guard where you can power through moves.
Oh, yeah. That.
So, okay.
Is that the one where you, like, dash forward and you slap the shield?
No. See, if you press circle instead,
yeah.
to slap the shield, you'll jump forward and stab twice.
Oh, okay.
So what you want to do, for example, let's say Rathian, right? He's right in front of you. You see the fire in its mouth. You guard. You do advancing guard. You swat the fireball out of the way, and you stab it twice, and then you just can do stab, stab, guard,
okay.
stab, stab, guard.
Cool.
So if you have... You know, if Vince has a Lance or thing, I'll show you how I fight Rathian, mm-hmm. and you can see how I fight it, and then you can learn from.
What's the advantage of that blue thing?
Like, which one?
Of just the blue stance, because like it seems like it's a counter, but how is it different from the other counter where I do it and then just stab up?
Like, I thought that's the one you're talking about.
Your stamina doesn't deplete when you block anything.
Oh, with the blue one?
Yeah.
Wait, what's that one? I never used that one then.
Power guard.
Yeah, power guard.
So when you counter and then you hit.
On PlayStation, it's X.
Yeah. You buckle down and your shield goes blue.
Oh, I never use that. Okay. Do you know why?
Why?
That thing is only good for unblockable attacks, I think. So you use that when Teostra's doing his...
Oh, but you have guard 3 on.
What do you mean?
Like, you have that...
The guard up 3 or
so
whatever.
All I ever really need is the red counter.
That's why. Because if you don't have that, that's what it's good for.
Yeah, but, I mean, I personally don't really use that. I don't think a lot of people use it at all, do they?
I don't know. I've never seen anybody use it on stream.
Have you seen it? I've never seen anyone use it that much.
I started using the turnaround after the run. That's really fun.
Oh, I've never used, I don't use the run either.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When there's a monster I just run into the back. Just dun, 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 dun. It's just fun. Yeah. I know it's not efficient, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, but like I know exactly what you're talking about, where your guy kneels down and then hunkers down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that move because I don't use it.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about something completely different.
No, no, no.
That one I don't really use. I only use that when the things are super heavy. But you're, as Vin said, once you have guard +3, which is pretty much you have to have in all lances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it's good for?
What?
It blocks from everywhere.
Oh, it blocks 360?
Oh, it's a 360 guard. Yeah. So
even things behind you, they won't hit you.
That's baller.
But the thing is, like, you shouldn't be in that situation.
Yeah, that's
the thing, right? Yeah. No, I'm being serious. Yeah, like, with Lance, you should always be face forward.
Not when there's two monsters.
Dun, dun, dun.
In that case, I would never use a Lance.
That's when you use the turnaround. When you use sweep attack, hit them both.
So what made you think of the Lance? People think it's boring as hell.
Oh, it's super boring.
I don't think it's boring.
I
really don't think it's boring.
But it's like so consistent.
Oh, absolutely. Right? It's like the best.
It's just super, super consistent. And like there's a lot of times where I'm like, I use the dual blades mainly.
Yeah.
And I only use the hammer on maps with a lot of slopes.
Yeah, because you want to do the
I want to do the Sonic the Hedgehog.
The spinny thing, yeah.
But like sometimes there's just certain monsters with dual blades where I'm just like, this is just I could do it. It's just fucking annoying. Like Devil Joe. Right, I could hit him in the feet, I guess.
I'll tell you right now, every monster is easier than Lance.
Yeah, it is. Like, straight up.
He's blocking
everything. And I wanted to do abnormal status effects, but I didn't want to use Sword and Shield. So, Lance it is.
Yeah, Lance is great.
Yeah. It's no Switch X, though.
Yeah.
But Sword and Shield.
But Sword and Shield.
But number 14 on the weapon popularity thing is Hunting Horn.
He's the crown. I haven't been playing any more Judgment because I'm still hooked on Leak.
Hey, doesn't Judgment have Koi Koi in it?
Huh? It does. Yeah, it has all that shit.
Yeah.
It's got that dice game.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. You should play that shit.
It's the game.
I'm hooked on League.
Man.
This explains a lot.
What?
It explains why I'm not playing Overwatch.
Why?
Because you're playing League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once I stop playing League, you're going back to Overwatch.
Yeah.
And you stop playing Overwatch, we're going to switch. Right. But, fuck, dude, I used some in-game currency. Not that I bought, that I earned.
Sure, buddy. That he earned.
But I bought a new support. Her name is Yumi.
The girlfriend? What they call the quote-unquote the girlfriend support. It's so mean because the thing, people are like, it's the girlfriend support because she...
Is she baby mode?
I'm going to tell you the mechanics. So she's a cat that floats on a spell book, okay? And she has this one move, I forget the name of it. It's like you and me or something.
Yeah.
And basically you attach to a character.
Okay? And you're invincible. Right?
And you're invincible, untargetable, splash damage doesn't hit you. You cannot be forced out unless the player you're attached to dies.
Okay.
It has like no cooldown.
Yeah.
And you can just jump between people.
Okay.
And every time you attach to them, they get a shield.
Wow.
And you fire from that position.
Yeah, so you fire from them. So basically, you're never, like, worrying about positioning. Only your other character has to worry about positioning. You have a Q that shoots out a magical, like, I guess, like, dart. And you can, like, curve it around shit. And the farther it travels, the more damage it does.
Uh-huh.
You just have a heal. And when combined with a certain ruin, when you activate that heal, it heals your partner for a huge amount. And then also applies the shield. So... it's crazy. And then she has AoE rooting is what it's called. So you shoot out like this big wave spell, and if it hits someone 3 times...
That's her ultimate, right?
Yeah. On the 3rd strike, it'll root them into the ground.
Huh.
So they can still like do auto attacks and stuff, but they can't move. And she's... Dude, she's so easy. And she's so useful. Because since you're not moving, every single one of your items are just utility. Utility and magic damage, because you don't need to buy boots because you're not the one moving. The other thing is the pretty much every single character in that game takes flash, and flash lets you instantly teleport within a certain range, and you can only use it like once every 3 minutes or some shit.
And it's through objects as well.
Yeah, and it's through objects and over terrain, right? But because you're this girl, you just take exhaust and ignite, so you're pure utility. The only downside is like if your character that you're attached to dies, you have no escape. Right, you're just fucked.
Oh, then you're targetable.
Yeah, then you're because you detach, and then because you have no boots, you have no flash, like, you're just there.
Oh.
But in a team fight, you can just jump between, and like, I think you can get damaged on the in between, but it's super hard. It feels unfair. Like, I'm in these, there's one character called Ezreal. He's an AD carry, and his Q shoots like an energy blast, and it's super long range. And so whenever I play with Yumi, I also play with an Ezreal most of the time because they're the best synergy. And so I'm shooting these like curving darts while he's shooting these energy beams from like super long distance. Because I'm attached, he's doing bonus damage. It's just unfair.
It's tough for the opponent.
It's so good.
Yeah, I agree.
It's great. It's so great.
Vince is like checked out.
Cheap tactics for the win.
Cheap tactics for the win, baby. You get that LP anytime you can. Gold 3, baby.
Wow. Wow. You really just, you just sold out.
Yeah, yeah. I went there.
Oh, fuck. Okay. You went all the way. And earned.
I earned that. I earned it. Air quotes.
Okay.
You'd be so dumb. And then the other thing I did, which is I went to go see the movie The Farewell, starring Awkwafina.
You saw this?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that? What's the director's name? I forget her name.
It's not Johnny Young Bosch, right?
No, it's, that's not the, Johnny Young Bosch did not direct The Farewell. No,
that's a shame.
Really. Lulu Wang is the director.
Lulu Wang.
And this is a story about a Chinese American girl living in New York, played by Awkwafina. And she is she's talking with her grandma pretty much, and it turns out that her grandma has like stage 4 lung cancer or some shit. What I didn't know about this is apparently in at least Chinese culture, a lot of the times a family will come together and decide not to tell the elder person who's dying that they have this disease. Like just straight, like if it's like terminal. I think one of the jokes in there is Chinese people have a saying, if you get cancer, you die. Like that's one of the lines in there.
Is it a comedy or?
It's mostly a drama, but there's a lot of like really funny elements in it. That was one of the surprising things I'll get to. It's about Awkwafina, and she's like kind of, she's lived in America most of her life, but she was born in China. Mm-hmm. She's like struggling between like being American and being Chinese. It's the whole her struggling with that difference, the culture difference, but then also dealing with her grandma and like how the Chinese way of doing things. Where she thinks like I should just be upfront at all times forever. And it's just a really interesting movie. The thing I'm most surprised about is that it's able to be this like somber cultural perspective while also having like actually like belly laugh style stuff, but it's like really wholesome laughs, like them hanging out with the grandma and her doing like typical grandma shit, like, oh, you're too skinny, eat more or whatever. And it's just like,
it's funny that you know this, but it's not your culture.
What?
Yeah, were like, you like, this is so relatable when you're watching?
Yeah, no offense. Hey,
No. It's like it's obviously, it's not my culture, but the thing I found weird is hanging around, like, all, like, I'm hanging out with you guys.
Oh,
like,
I know.
My best friends are Asian.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, are we?
Are you? Do you want to count yourself as that? Or are you Pacific Island?
I'm unidentified.
Unidentified?
I'm a UFO.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But I get you. You know this culture.
Yeah, because like people have told me, and I've learned through like osmosis and stuff. And the thing is, like a lot of stuff in like the basis of like it seems like Chinese culture is kind of similar to Italian in a lot of ways. Like a lot of big family gatherings, the way they handle like respect to elders,
right?
Or their ideals around food. Like a lot of that shit is the same, right? So it's like I can take away like the generalities of it. But when it comes to the specifics, like the whole thing of never tell the elder person that they're sick or whatever, their terminal is like brand new and it's like super interesting to learn about. But it's a fantastic movie. Yeah. Awkwafina is like the perfect cast for this like really awkward identity crisis type character.
I like her voice.
Yeah. It's very raspy. Yeah. And yeah, it really kind of gives you an insight on what I would assume to be the Asian immigrant struggle of like, I was born here, but I came here when I'm young. Like, am I a bad Chinese person? Am I a bad American? Like, who do I identify with? What do I do? Like, it's a really interesting movie. And it was, I think it was my, maybe one of my favorite movies I saw this year. Cool. It was really good.
I like the surprising ones, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I expected it to be fun, mm-hmm. but I didn't expect it to be, like, kind of so touching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a fantastic, fantastic movie.
You saw it alone or
with somebody? I saw it on a date, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Interesting. So it was your pick or wasn't your pick?
It was my pick, yeah.
Good. No, that's a really good thing that you were interested in it even before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about no representation of Asians in cinema. Mm-hmm. So I've seen, after Crazy Rich Asians, I just see everywhere.
Yeah,
did that movie do well? Or?
It did very well, Crazy Rich Asians, yeah. Oh, yesterday, when we went to go see it in Toronto, actually, apparently someone, I forget, some guy, like, I think he's like an entrepreneur, director or something, he had bought out the theater.
Oh.
On Bloor there, the VIP cinema, and just gave everybody like free tickets to see the movie. So I saw the like 7 o'clock one, and then when he got out the 9 o'clock one, there was a line out the mall.
Wow.
It was just jam, like a concert. It was insane.
For free tickets for this movie.
Yeah.
That's cool. Nuts.
But yeah, it was surprising. It was very wholesome. and it was really good. Like no matter what culture you are, like, it's just a good like family movie. It's really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah. I think the representation one, I guess, always confused me.
What do you mean?
In terms of like, there are tons of fantastic Asian films,
mm-hmm.
right? And obviously from their culture. Like, yeah. my whole thing is like, I guess because people who look like me have been on the screen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why does it matter if it's from this country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll cast you in the next Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I'll pass you. I got you. Tan you up a bit? Yeah, man. I'll buy it.
I can't tan, man.
I'm like, who's that new Asian guy?
I cannot tan.
It's me.
Yeah. Oh. Have you guys, like, that's actually a question I'd like to ask you guys. Like, have you ever felt that, like, being in Canada, like, seeing movies where it's, like, mostly white people or whatever?
I don't know, Vince. I never have.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know if it's because I've been conditioned to accept that, like, we're never going to be, like, in the super spotlight.
Yeah, I never really
But see, I could never tell you if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, I never really thought about it. I never went to a movie and said, hey, man, I wish these guys were Filipino.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, I never, like, I love Spider-Man, but I was never like, how come he can't be, like, I never asked that question.
Because
yeah.
I know Spider-Man's Caucasian.
Yeah, but I don't know if having that mentality forced upon you growing up is
the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, or, I gotcha. Like, there's a fine line there, and I don't know what the answer is.
It's changing now, though. I mean, they have the new Mulan movie.
Yeah, and they're following, what, more of the poetry
portion? Yeah, and then the Ten Rings thing we just talked about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they're beefing it up.
And yeah, like, it's always cool to see, like, just different cultures obviously represented within. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, that's always an interesting perspective because I've never felt that. Like, even... Because
you see it all the time.
I see it all the time, but also, like, if I get, like, more granular, like, being Italian, like, people who are really proud of being their culture, like, I've never been... the type of person to be like, oh yeah, Italy, for like no reason, right?
Sometimes you're like, when you catch you sleeping, you're just like, Italy, viva Italia.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're wearing this cap jacket right now.
No, no,
just one piece tracksuit.
I know the fucking colors of the
can't say that because it's on audio. What
I'm
the
like,
fuck?
I'm like, hold up, wait, whoa. In his hand is just a big jar of pasta sauce. He's gonna throw it, Vince, right now.
I'm literally wearing Uniqlo shorts right now.
Cap.
It's not. I'm wearing a Gap. Basic black t-shirt.
Gap.
Okay, Gap.
Gap.
Did I get banned in your schools when you were younger?
Gap?
No.
Oh,
it got banned in my school.
Oh, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
The two girls, right?
Well, they said it was like the two people on the thing were naked.
Well, so of course they were.
And so my Catholic school was like, can't have any of this. All this sinning on my clothes.
So much sinning.
So much sinning.
So yeah, I highly, highly, highly recommend The Farewell.
All right.
Super good. That's my week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Round it out.
So I saw a movie this week, too.
What?
And I'm going to tell you a line from the movie. You can tell me what it is.
Okay. Oh.
It means no worries.
Oh,
okay, what's that movie?
I know what it is.
Oh, man. Aladdin.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So, The Aladdin King.
The Aladdin King. That's like Aladdin's like anime superpower state.
So I saw The Lion King movie. And it is really weird to see a lion try to scat like that. You know, like,
skip
it, bop, yeah, bop, like, it's like, you know, like, get a double glover, you're trying to, like, flex your acting muscles. But it's weird to see, like a lion trying to guttural, you
like
know.
Like a CG lion.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Mm. I watched it, and I don't really like it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, they cast Beyoncé Knowles as Nala.
Yeah.
But every time they were talking, it seemed like Nala was a mother talking to a not a lover, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like a mom talking to a... But even if I close my eyes...
Yeah. It sounds like it's like talking down to.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I mean? Because Donald Glover sounds so young, and she sounds
not young,
quite, you know, mature.
Yes.
Right. So, oh my gosh, but I don't know. The colors were just I don't know what it was about. It just didn't pop for me. I felt like the Jungle Book popped. Have you seen the
Jungle Book? Are you telling me it looked like the African Serengeti? Oh,
God. So it's accurate. But have you seen the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
That was very vibrant,
yeah,
right?
Like everything lots of greens. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the characters, I feel, popped out of the surroundings, right?
Have you ever seen National Geographic? Yeah. Because that's what this movie looks like.
Yeah. Are you telling me there's boobs in this movie?
Yeah, but it's weird because they're singing. You know what I mean?
No, you got me there.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But, you know, the Sahara is not...
Yeah, it's not very conducive to making it a colorful thing. But
yeah.
The Lion King. But I guess they didn't have time to make all these grand...
So even when Simba runs off to meet Timon and Pumbaa, it's not even...
It's not even that magical. Oh, you know how in the other one, he's like flush waterfalls, rainbows everywhere?
I always wanted to know where the fuck he went there. Because, like, Africa's not a rainforest, right?
That scene single-handedly wanted me to eat bugs as a kid.
Yeah, man.
And it made me want to eat bugs. Like, the bugs in that movie look fucking delicious.
The person I was with said to me, how can that lion beat that other lion? How does he even get protein? Said, yo, true.
True, dog?
Yo, damn. True, dog.
God, science.
Yeah, it's science.
I don't know what you're talking about. Bugs are a great source of protein.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Those caterpillars were juicy in that anime.
Like, they came with no fat. That is 100% protein. You just gotta eat a lot.
Yeah. And now... Yeah, no, I... Didn't like it that much. I just don't know. It just missed some of the charm for me.
How were the songs?
They're basically the same.
Okay.
There were some extra ones, I think. I think there's one extra one from Beyonce. It wasn't even her singing it. It was just over the background. So it wasn't even Nala singing it. It was just her in the background. It was a song playing while Simba's running back to the Pride Lands. They did pretty good. You know, some of the voice acting, I mean, I'm not a pro or anything, but it seemed kind of forced.
Yeah.
And just only some people did it really well. Like, who is the John Oliver?
Okay.
So good as Zazu. So good.
Okay.
And Seth Rogen as Pumbaa, also very good. Very, very natural.
Does he do the laugh?
I think so. Rogen and laugh. Key and Peele.
Okay.
Oh, that's Timon?
Is one of them Timon? No, one of them is a hyena.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry, my bad. Yeah.
Those are pretty, like, they're very good, right? Yeah. But some of the other ones, I don't know. There's one scene where Beyonce goes, hey, where are you going? It just sounds weird.
It's just Beyonce.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I definitely, if you want to take your kids to it, it's fine. But it's just, I don't know. I don't think it's very colorful, very, you know,
that
fun to watch.
Yeah, you're basically in line with what I've been reading online.
It doesn't have the magic.
It's like almost there.
Yeah. Like if I really wanted to watch something that had a lot of magic in it, I'd probably watch Cats.
Oh no!
Wow,
that segue though.
I thought we were gonna get out of this,
baby.
I thought we left that in the past.
I thought we escaped this.
Boy, gotcha.
I didn't mention it in the picks for a reason. Oh.
Anyway, go watch Cats. It's great. Jason Derulo's in it.
Nightmare.
Idris Elba's in it. Oh yeah.
Taylor Swift. Horrifying.
Rebel Wilson. Nightmare fuel.
That's everything I hate about everything in one movie.
Let's do it.
Had singing, had cats,
yeah.
Bad CG, musical.
Yeah.
I think they're pumping out these Disney movies too quickly. There's like one a year.
There was a Reddit thread I saw on that.
See, there's like three this year already.
Yeah. What is it, three? Aladdin?
Aladdin, Lion King, and...
Toy Story?
Oh, yeah.
Is 4 coming out?
It already is out.
Oh, it is out. Oh, shit.
It is out.
Oops, sorry. Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing.
Because I kind of liked Aladdin. Like Aladdin.
Oh, I liked Aladdin too.
Oh, you like Aladdin too?
Return of Jafar?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I did enjoy Aladdin. I like Will Smith's performance and stuff like that during it as well. But another thing I've been doing this week is I have been catching up on playing Tekken.
Really? Okay.
Tekken.
Picked up another character.
You joined the Korean server?
Is it... No,
who is it? It's a DLC character.
It's Mokujin.
Oh, no, it's Craig Marduk. You guys remember this guy?
Oh, yeah.
The big dude?
Was it King's rival?
Yeah, he has a takedown tackle that lets you mount people and then they have to guess three ways.
You're like, oh, MMA, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because, you know, some people literally don't know how the mechanics work. And I moved up another tier of rankings that I didn't do before, even through the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of proud of myself for that.
Through the inflation? What inflation?
There's rank inflation now, so you get way more points from winning than losing.
Oh.
So it inflates your rank, but people put out the stats recently, it doesn't matter. People didn't magically move up. If you were where you were before, you're probably going to be there again.
Okay.
So I moved up. So I'm just at the cusp of, let's say, plat. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
Yeah. So it's pretty good.
So where? Sorry, just I'm kind of interested in the ranking system. Where is plat in the ladder? Like, what's how many above? How many below?
Oh,
like
so above me would be red, purple,
blue. Wait, plat, and you go red?
Huh?
You go from plat to red?
No. So it goes. What is it? Beginner ranks, teal, green, yellow, orange, red, purple, blue, blue, purple, Tekken God.
And then I just got rid of colors.
The last one is true Tekken God.
Wow.
The best player in the world, Nii, he's a Korean player. Every single character that he owns, that he has all the DLC and all 40 characters, Tekken God Prime. Full.
Tekken God Prime?
Like,
what's
that? It's the last one you could possibly
have. Oh my god. That guy plays Tekken.
Yeah, he plays Tekken every day and he's sponsored, so yeah.
Oh, it's his job.
He plays it as every character, though.
Jeez.
That means he's beating the top Tekken God Prime people with every character, even their own.
So much of Jack of
all trades. And then he went to a tournament and there was a guy from India who never gets to fly. Oh, no, Saudi Arabia, who never got to fly out.
Yeah.
Gets in there. Pakistan, sorry.
Oh, that guy.
Comes in there, beats him consistently. And he's like, whoa, he's the God Slayer.
Yeah.
And then he plays against a Japanese player who's just like, I picture him just like smoking all the time. Be like, I don't really care. I'm just going to do the most unsafe stuff no matter what. And he beats the Saudi Arabian guy.
He's yo, like, what's the power level
here? And he said, he's like, yo, I don't respect this guy. He's just doing all the unsafe stuff. And they're like, yeah, well, you are good. He's like, you're good against Korean players who are very technical and safe.
Yeah.
This Japanese player is like, ha, you thought I wasn't going to do that four times in a row? I'll do it five. Because there's this move called the Hell Sweep, which is like a low sweep that leads into a combo.
Okay.
But if you block it, it's full launch punishable.
Yeah.
The guy did it to him four times in a row.
Wow, take a hint, eh?
No, he just like, didn't stop. He's like, I'm going to get punished or not.
Or did I?
Yeah. But like the Korean players are just like, he got blocked at once. You know, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
I'll do it at the end of the round in the third. And this guy's just like, not doing it again.
Yo, it's that kamikaze spirit.
And the guy's like, yo, this guy, I just blocked it. This guy's not going to do it. Oh, God, he did it again. Like,
what? Yeah, you can't respect those Japanese players. You just got to go at it.
It's great. It's just like the powering. It's like, you just got to go. It's like that whole thing, right? You know, when you get better, you start to get more clean and more, you know.
It's like rock, paper, scissors. Pakistanis beat Koreans, but Koreans beat
Japanese. No, no, it's like, no, the way it works is like, when you're starting off, you're very risky.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you get better, you get safe. When you get really good, you just get risky again.
Yeah, or what's that James Chen quote? It's like, a good move beats a bad move, a great move beats a good move, an amazing move beats a great move, and a bad move meets an amazing move.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. You just don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So, I've been what I've been doing, and if you guys want to get better at any fighting game, I think, I've been practicing drills every day for 5 minutes a day, and it helps.
That's what I did in Street Fighter 4.
It really does help, you know, just be like, oh, if I do this move, I have to be ready when a counter hits so I can do a combo follow-up, and it works, because when it happens online, you know, my game lags out, and my didn't want that combo anyway, but that's okay, you know.
Your mom picks up the phone, your dial-up cuts.
Yeah, you know? Man. I mean, it's like, man, you know, playing Mortal Kombat, you know, Sub-Zero. Hey, I'm +8 on this move. You should block. Oh, never mind. My 2-frame move got beaten by your 28-frame move. That's okay. Don't worry about that.
Damn you, Rogers.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good. But, that's what I've been doing. And, it's my week. It's just been that. Playing a lot of Tekken, Monster Hunter.
And you're playing on PC now, right?
I am playing on PC. I switched over to PC Master Race. Very fast loading times.
Cool.
A lot less players, I think.
Significantly
less players.
Because it is the master race, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
here we go. It's that elitist.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so that's been my week.
Okay. Cool.
Neat.
I think that calls it.
That is the show. Any last words from either of you?
No.
Levin?
No. Okay. Not today.
Great.
See you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend,
everybody. Oh, yeah. I got a last one. FYI. This Friday, end of JoJo Part 5, 2-episode.
Special bonus. Special
bonus.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
I thought we were done with this.
No, Part 5, man.
Part 5's coming on Friday. So next week, Anime Club, baby. We're rounding it out.
What are you talking about?
We're rounding out Anime Club.
We finished JoJo.
Oh, we did not.
We finished it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, let me tell you, we did not.
The good guy wins.
Oh, does he?
There's 2 episodes left, bro.
There's 2 episodes left.
Yeah, and the good guy wins.
We'll see.
And the bad guy loses.
We'll see.
But you got to see how the good guy wins.
Do I?
You do.
Oh.
If you can guess it, actually. Okay, let's put a bet
down. I know I can't guess it.
No, but I want
to. I have seen this show long enough to know.
This is it, okay? This is for next week's thing. Okay, I want you right now.
Yeah.
Just say something.
No, just think for a minute. Yeah. How you think the good guy's going to win. And if you get it right, Anthony doesn't have to make you watch the last
episode. Is Diavolo back in his body? I can't remember.
Yes.
He is right now?
Mm-hmm. Just give me the cliff notes.
You don't need because JoJo's Super Saiyan right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, not JoJo, sorry. Giorno.
It's JoJo.
Yeah. He's super duper banned right now.
So what do you think he's going to use his powers to do to thing?
What is his powers again?
Huh? He can heal. He can create life.
Did he already stab himself?
Yeah, he stabbed himself and he threw a rock through him and that created scorpions.
Okay.
Is that what it did?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. He's going to...
If he can guess it, that'd be nuts.
What's he? He's gonna. I don't. I have no idea.
Just make something up.
Okay, he's going. Giorno is going to. He's gonna reach into Diavolo, pull out his heart, and turn into a baby.
Yeah, all right, close enough.
All right. we're watching those episodes.
Yeah, damn
it. You know what's even dumber than the actual way?
That actually makes more sense than the
real
way.
It does make more sense, yes. But the rock at the end?
I don't remember.
You remember the rock?
Yeah. Okay. No. Honestly, Vince, if they picked your way, it would have been make more sense.
What are we talking about? This made total sense.
And the way that they're going to end it is going to be furthest from reality that you never...
The thing, this show's never made sense.
Teleporting sharks, baby!
This show fucking sucks!
This show's great. I love it.